kegimel perek rishon demai. Halokeach mazera v'la behima, somebody who purchases from an am haoretz for the purpose of zri'a, even though what he purchases is not specifically a zera, he's purchasing something that could be used as food, but he intends to use it as zera, or he intends to use it as animal food, or he buys kemach, regular flour, but his intent is to use this flour for tanning purposes of skins, la'orot, b'shemen l'ner, he's buying oil, which is perfectly edible oil, but his intent is to burn it in a lamp, shemen l'suk b'orat akilin, perfectly edible oil that he intends to use only to polish his shoes. In all of these cases, patur min hadmai. Furthermore, min aksiv l'alan, any place north of Ksiv, is patur min hadmai, and we already saw earlier that this means patur min avadai as well, but we use the lashon min hadmai because anyway we were already besechta discussing all mishnayos of dmai. Chalat am haaretz. An am haaretz who was mafrish chala already, so it now has the kedusha of truma essentially on it. Hamiduma peros of an amoritz that are mixed with truma. Alokuach bekesef maaser perot that now were purchased with money that was kadosh bekedushas maaser sheni, which someone had been poda by sheni on. And shiarei haminachot, things that had been bought for purposes of using as a mincha. All of these things are pturim min hadmai, and we'll see in the Gemara why. Shemen arev, if you have oils that are mixed now with all types of nice things, besamim and so on, which are meant essentially for purposes of perfume rather than of eating. Beit shamay mechayvim ubeit hillel putrim. Again, we'll see in the Gemara the basis of the machlokas. Says the Gemara, Mikiman shelakol zara, because your intent in purchasing this was to plant, lo shanya yidavash zarokala, yidavash ein zarokala. Surprisingly, it makes a difference whether what it is that I'm planting is something that remains even afterwards, that the actual thing that I plant remains. Let's say I plant a potato and so on, so then you'll say, okay, so at least when you'll harvest it, you'll be taking your maestros then. Or if it's a seed for tefua, let's say, which I'll never see again, and I'm never going to take off mice from that seed, makes no difference. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, the tani came, we also have a brisa that makes that clear in a broader sense, lakhan lazera, that if you purchased it to plant initially, that potters it completely. If chishev alayim lachilat, afterwards you decide you want to eat it, by makshava, then your makshava helps be machayev you. But the other way around, lakchan lachila, once it becomes chayev, then chishav alayim lazera lo hakol mimenu. Not everything is up to you to decide. Once it's chayev, you can't take away the chayev. But as long as you purchased it, it was a total tour. That's the idea. Tani, ein zorin tevel, ve'ein mechapim tevel, I should say, and that's the lashon in the Tosefta. You don't go ahead and plant real tevel, and you don't, if tevel fell, you don't cover it over with dirt, which is the equivalent of planting it. However, if a goy is planting, he's not bechuyav to take up trumas and maestros, you're allowed to help him plant. Tevel, shokach v'zara tevel, if you as a Jew forgot that something was tevel and planted it before taking off maestros, potter, you don't have to dig up your whole field to get rid of it. It's over. What can we do? But this is dafke b'davar she'ein darko leitlakeid. This is only if it's something that is not normally recollectible. Let's say if I planted saplings, I could always take the saplings out, put them back in. Avo b'davar she'darko leitlakeid. If it's something that it's easy to pick out of the field, so then ein alkinami kontsino to shilakeid oto. We give him a knas. He shouldn't have planted it, but since he planted it, he has to go pick it all out. He take off trumas and maaser, and then it can be planted. And this is dafka below tzamach. This is only if it hasn't already taken root to flower. Avim tzamach, if it's already started to grow, nasek davar she'ein darko leitlakeid. We don't do a knas that a guy should ruin his field to pick things up. Rabbi Yochanan apparently was a brisker. And kadavi ochal afilu kupa afilu beya. If he was eating even meat or even an egg, having the takeni would take off trumas and maaser. Amalo Talmidat, what? Lo Ken Yilfin Rebbe, didn't Rebbe teach us Aseret Aseret Kotfu Adzarak, huh? And it has to be Dakid Yidulei Karka, and why are you taking off in such things? And who? He was Cheshish Lamashkin Sheishban. He was afraid that the meat was cooked in oil that hadn't been, or the egg was fried in oil that hadn't been meiser. So he wanted to make sure that he took off even from the mashkin that was in it. You know, we'll see later on that there's no gezeira on tarogat tamai. He was being machmer on himself.
What, the egg? The egg you never have to get it.
Yeah, but so what about the oil?
Fried egg.
Only the fried egg.
Right.
Rabbi Yirmiya shalach Rabbi Zera kadma son of the te'enim. Now, Rabbi Yirmiya sent a gift to Rabbi Zera, a basket of te'enim, but he didn't bother taking off meiser because he said to himself, you know, Rabbi Zera, even if I take off meiser, he's going to take off meiser again. Now I know these guys. What's the point? Take meiser twice. So I said, I'll give it to him and let him take off meiser. Now, Rabbi Yirmiya, he figured, my Rabbi Zera Mechel Galo Matakne, he would never eat it without being Matakne himself anyway. Whereas Rabbi Zera, when he got it, he says, gee, Rabbi Yirmiya, he's a real brisket himself. He would never have sent me anything that wouldn't have been nicer. So, after the Rabbi Yirmiya Meshafa and Yil Galo Matakne, Bein Dein Ladein, between the two of them, is Akla Tevel. He ate it without taking off from his amaisis. Lamokha Kamime, the next day, they meet each other. Well, I'm like, by the way, who must not have the shalach to leah tomorrow? The doctor have it. Just want to make sure. That basket that you sent me yesterday, it was all meisered, wasn't it? All my lay says, well, actually, I'm honored. I said to myself, my Rabbi Zera, make a meal to learn the doctor. Is Rabbi Zera going to eat something without taking off meisers? Says Rabbi Zera, well, guess what? I'm with Cain. I said just the opposite. Rabbi Yirmiya would never have sent me something without taking off Jews and Isis. Says Rabbi Abba Barzmina, B'Shem Rabbi Zira, you see? In Havan Kadmoy B'nei Malachim, Anan B'nei Nash. So if the previous generations were angels, we're just humans. In Havan B'nei Nash, if they were humans, Anan Chamrin, we're just plain old donkeys. And I wish it would be better donkeys, because Amr Rabbi Manavai, he shaita Amr Nafil Chamartik, Rabbinkas Ben Yomer, even Yorah lo yitminan. We're not even as good a donkey as Rabbinkas Ben Yorah's donkey, because this would never have happened to Rabbinkas Ben Yorah's donkey to eat tares that were metukan. The Chamartik, Rabbinkas Ben Yorah, Ganvuna listia abalaylaya. One night, some listim stole Rabbinkas Ben Yorah's donkey. After Tamura Gabantlash and human, below Taima Kulum, they hid out for 3 days in their cave trying to get this darn thing to eat. It wouldn't touch anything. So Bata Tlas and human, 3 days, when the thing is about to drop dead, they say, well, we're going to keep this in here to stink up our whole cave to die. Let it go. And, well, go back to its own house. So after 3 days, they say it's mouth, and they make up that machzar to lamar, let it go back to the owner. I mean, nishul chay lamar, the lo lemut legaban v'tisrim aretz, we don't need this thing to drop that here and stink up our cave. Afkuna, so they throw it out of the cave, azalat v'kamen alfir lamar, goes back to its owner's door, and shalit manhaka, it starts braying. On Marlon, so he says to the people, oi, they patzin la'ad aluf to that poor, poor girl, open up for her. The ito tlat yomim de lotim at kum for 3 days. I guarantee it hasn't eaten a thing. Come on, so they open up the door. The alitlan comes in amalon. Yavin lo kum la meichal. He got something for it to eat. Go give it something to eat. Yavin kamun sa'arim. So they go and they give sa'arim. The lo goyim meichal refuses to eat. Amalo Rebbe lo goyim meichal. So they come and they tell him Rebbe refuses to eat. Amalon. So he says to them netak deninan. Are they mitukanim, what you're giving them? Which they took to mean as it's a good quality. Amulon, yeah, of course, only the best. Amulon, varim den damian, you took off the mai from it. Amulon, mai. Loke hilfen rebi alokek was zerol of the ema. I thought you taught us the mission. If you're buying the mai to feed to an animal, or temach lo ro, to shemel and nero, shemel zubot the kibim, but to him in on the mai. So we took this and you bought it from us for the animal. Why do we have to take off the mai? Omar Lonser, Rabbi Birkas Ben Yair, said, now what am I supposed to do with this poor girl? Ma navi la'ara al-lufta, she's so machma on herself. He machma al-gamas. I mean, she's also a brisker. Barima, Daniel, they took out the mind. Yachalat, and she ate. Train maskinim after them train sa'arim, sa'in the sa'arim, gavim ha'tumkos ben yoyim. There were two miskinim, two aniim, who left two sa'ot sa'orim by ha'tumkos ben yoyim. They forgot about it, left it his rishos. Zarun, v'chatzton, v'ha'alun. So he went ahead and was going to keep it for to get ruined. He went ahead and he planted it, and he cared for it, and it grew, and he harvested it. So they came back. At the end of the season, Boyin Mesef Sarayon, they wanted to take back the seeds. Omar alone, so he said to them, Aitim Gamlaya Bechamraya, bring some Gamalim and Chamorim, because you got a lot of stuff to carry. The Sabun Sarif, and go carry your Sa'orim. Pinchas Ben Yor, Ozil Echad Atar. Pinchas Ben Yor was going, passing through a certain place. Otim Lagabe, the people in town came to him, Rembi, Achbaraya, Ochali, Buran, the rats are eating up everything that grows in our fields. Gozar alayim v'tzam tun, so Pinchas Ben Yair put out a gezerah, all rats are to appear immediately in court for a discussion. Shorim mitzatzifim, they all start making noise. Omar alon, so he said for the people in town, Yadina ton mayin omen, you understand what they're saying? Omar alon, well, we never understood anything that they said. Omar alon, I'll tell you what they're saying. They're saying, the lo mitakna, you guys refuse to take off trumas and mitzvahs, and therefore they're after you. Well, we promise. Well, from then, from now on, well, for sure, we're going to take everything. And indeed, they started from that day on, and the rats left them alone. Margalia, midemalka, sarkaya, napala, dubalat, chad, akbara. A beautiful pearl fell from the sheet, and he went. And also the guy with Pinchas Ben Yair, a rat swallowed it, and he comes to Pinchas Ben Yair for help. Oh my, hey, ma, nachabar, I understand, you're coming to me, what am I supposed to be, a chover ever of dealing with rats? What are you coming to me for? A charmer. Oh my, le shimcha tavir atit, I came because of your great name as a miracle worker. He figures, all right, so that's the case of Chil Hashem, if I don't help the guy. Gozer aleim v'tzamtun. So he puts out a gzeir, all rats have to appear. Koma chad nigbay, sees this white-colored rat. What the hama, gabe aonir. That's the one. The gozer aleim v'tzamtun, was gozer on it, spit it out, spit it out, upolta, and spit it out. V'tzamtun spinyor, ozo lachad atar. He came once to another place, also my gabe, they come to him, I'm like, let Mabuan Misakalon, there's not enough water in our water supply anymore. We're running out of water. Omarlon, Dilma Loaton Mitaknan. Is it possible that you guys are not being mitakin properly your tfua? Omalay, well, Arvon, we will from now on. The Arvon Misakalon. And from dancing, Arvon. And from that day on, indeed, it was enough. Rabbinus Ben Yair Abiyazil, the big bot. Rabbinus Ben Yair was on the way to the Beis HaMedrash to learn. Abi Ginoi Govir. He came to Ginoi Nora, this is the Gemara Chulin, and the Ginoi was overflowing, and he couldn't get by. Ginoi, Matman Halim in Beit Vada. What's the matter with you? You're in the way, I have to get to the Beis HaMedrash. Upoli Kamoeva Ova. And the river split for him so he could pass through. The Gemara Chulin says, it was all my locus. Ginoi Nora said, why are you more kosher than me? I'm also doing the Ratzon Hashem. You're going to do the Ratzon Hashem. It says, Kolam Ekolim Okim Aliyah. So the Pinchas Ben Yair threatened the Ginoi and said, if you don't split for me, I'm going to be geyser and no water will ever flow again and you won't be able to. That shows that I'm on top of your son's split. Omrulo Talmidav, so the Talmidav were with him.